Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
periodic table tests. I'm going to try and do talk through the entire periodic table if I have a go. You can hear in the background all these birds. Well, I'm at Stratfield Station at the moment, up the end of the quiet end of the platform, having dropped my family off, dropped the car off, and my son's driving them in to Sydney Cricket Ground to watch AFL football ground. And you can hear the trains hopefully going, and you can possibly hear the call of, I'd be a good fraction of 10,000 or so birds. They're minor birds, and they congregate in their thousands, and they're making a huge amount of noise over here at the moment. But at the moment, what I'm trying to do is not look too weird and be left alone here, up far into the platform, away from the crowds which are waiting. And look, I may have a bit of a wait here, so I should be able to go down here because the trains have been delayed due to a signal platform. I can hear all the noises and stuff like that. The signal delay back at Redfern, so it's a while to go. So let's start going through the periodic table. Last time I had a fall apart, I had to reburn things in my memory. I had a fall apart when I went gallium, and I forgot what the next element was, but it's gallium, germanium, arsenic, and then selenium. And then bromine, and then krypton go across there, and then on all the way up there. So the bigger fall part there. See how far I go this time. So we're starting off again: hydrogen, helium. That's period one. Lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon. Period two. Period three. Starting period three. Sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, sodium, magnesium. No, not sodium, magnesium, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, cadmium, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium. I hope I said zinc before rather than cadmium. Indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lutetium. I put lutetium there, mate, because it's in the D block. That's where it should be. Lutetium. And a lot of people put really horrendously muck this up. Lutetium. That's the one I should put down, the F block ones. So that's the period. Okay, I really think it should be, so it's barium, then I go through the lanthanide series. Lanthanum, cerium, C-E-R, ceris, And then you've got neodymium, praseodymium, protactinium. Is that protactinium or promethium? Oh, now I'm getting a bit confused. Promethium, rare earths, samarium, europium, gandalum, terbium. Dysprosium, which is that stupid element. Then it would be erbium, holmium, thulmium, ytterbium. I think I may have mucked up the order there. Then coming across, you have lutetium, then hafnium, tantalum, under the chrome, tungsten, rhenium, under iron, rhenium's under osmium, iridium, yeah, platinum, so that gives you that brilliant thing, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, polonium, bismuth, something actinide, that's just the one with the chlorine, radon, francium, radium, and then you get the actinide series, the actinide, yeah, actinium, thorium. Now, did I say thulium? I can't really remember if I said thulium. I'm really trying to get the thulium. So thorium, then proactinium. That's the next one after uranium. Then it goes quite easily. Neptunium. I just checked. This is not my bloody train. It'd be horrible here to miss that. This is going to stop for a moment. Yes, it was my bloody train. I'll be with you in a sec. Thanks for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.